Now I've got Roderick O'Gorman from the Green Party on the line. Hello, Roderick.
Hey, Pat, how are things?
Not bad. Okay, listen, you're advocating a study to examine the Royal Canal's use, is that right? And particularly in Dublin, around the Dublin 15 area, I think, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Fingal County Council and Waterways Ireland, they've been undertaking a survey about how the canal towpath, the bit of land on either side of the canal, should be used specifically in Fingal County Council area. So that's between where the Royal Canal, it enters Fingal just at Ashtown train station there, and would travel on along up through beside Blandredstown, Castleknock, Coolmine, Clonsilla, and goes out then into Kildare, just about Westmanstown Golf Course. So it's basically talking about how the canal towpath should be used and what development should be permitted along it.
Okay, Roderick, I was of the impression, mistakenly so, that a lot of that work had already been undertaken on the Royal Canal, and I was also of the mistaken impression that you could cycle from where the canal begins on in the Liffey and go all the way up to the Shannon. So,
I suppose you could potentially cycle it, but you'd have a very sore backside afterwards because it's quite quite wild in places. A lot of work's been done in Ashtown along by the where those new developments along Scribblestown, Pellettstown, in along there. But for the most part on the Dublin 15 section, very little work has been done. And one of the main elements of this survey is to talk about, do we want it developed for a cycleway along the entire length of the Royal Canal? And obviously that has huge benefits from a tourism potential and just a general commuting potential. But I suppose we put in our submission there on Friday, one of the issues we raised is that in certain areas, particularly the section between Castleknock and Clonsilla, the canal is very narrow there, that the stretch of land is very narrow, and it's also very scenic. And if you went in there to put in a good quality cycle path, which is what you'd need, you'd really have to tear out all the, I suppose, the plant life is there at the moment. And I suppose the question is, how do you balance that between making sure you can have a good use of the canal, but not, I suppose, having it completely tamed? I think you do want to keep some of the wild elements of the canal as well.
Yeah. Well, the waterway itself is navigable because didn't they put in new locks and everything there over the last several years? And now you can actually traverse the canal by boat, if you had a boat, that is, and you can go all the way to the Shannon. I know what I've been thinking for a long time with regard to the Royal Canal, because I'm from Ballybock initially, and that's where we played along the banks of the Royal Canal.
Exactly,
my idea would have been to generate tourism, and particularly to aim it maybe at the English market because of their canal systems, and their canal systems are clogged up with boats. But I've always been thinking and saying to people, what about being able to go up the Royal Canal on your boat, up to the Shannon, and come back down the Grand Canal? What a trip that would be for people, you know, and particularly wouldn't that have a great appeal for tourists? Because
absolutely, and we've seen up in between Leitrim and Fermanagh, you know, the Erne waterway there, links between the Shannon and Loch Erne. That was developed, I'd say, maybe 20 years ago, and was hugely successful. So yeah, I do think we should be looking at developing the tourism potential. In Castleknock, we actually have a small marina now, and they have a barge company there that you're able to hire out barges. And I think from both the barge potential, but also the cycling potential, because more and more people are coming to Ireland now for cycling holidays. I would say certainly from the Ashtown train station all the way up to, you know, the 12th lock.
Yeah.
There's a nice pub and restaurant there as well. I think you could develop that for a really good cycleway, because along that stretch of the canal, the towpath is wide, and I think you could have space for both a good quality cycle path and also pedestrians as well.
Yeah.
I suppose my concern, though, is the next stretch, which goes on for about 3 miles. It's a bit called the deep sinking, because when they were building the canal back in the 1700s, there's a big chunk of limestone rock in that area, and they actually had to dynamite their way across through the whole thing. So the canal is actually very steep and very deep there. Mm-hmm. The towpath is up very high and the canal is very low. And as I say, that's quite a wild area at the moment. And I'd be concerned that if we were to put in a big cycle path, a proper cycle path there, you'd really have to tear everything else out. And I think that would ruin the atmosphere that's there at the moment.
Yeah, and also from a safety aspect, there could be it could be quite dangerous for people on that towpath if they weren't aware of the surroundings, so to speak.
Exactly. So I suppose my idea would be maybe we could try and find some alternative cycle route for that section, bring it through some of the estates, which, and I know there's always controversy when you talk about bike and cycle lanes.
Yeah.
But I think for that section, it might be worthwhile just diverting away from the towpath and then maybe around the Clonsilla area, getting back on and moving out there into Kildare.
Mm. Just for a matter of interest, how long is that section that you just mentioned?
I would say it's about maybe 2 miles, 2.5 miles.
Right, that's quite a long. That's quite a long distance. Okay, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. We were actually, because myself and our local green group, we were out doing a clean up there over the weekend. So we were cleaning between the 12th Lock and Kirkpatrick Bridge there at Cool Mine Station, just picking up the litter along that stretch of the canal. Mm-hmm. So we had it on such a perfect day. It is. It's absolutely beautiful out there.
Yeah.
And now I'm a cyclist myself, so I do see very much both sides of the argument. But I would feel that just for that stretch, I think the balance is leaving it fairly untouched as it is, rather than putting in a cycle path. But put in the cycle path from Ashtown certainly up to Blanchardstown Village.
Yeah, but apart from even cycling, it would be a good type of a holiday for people who wish to walk.
Yeah,
wouldn't it?
Exactly. And it is so at the moment. I think they could probably do something to improve the surface along the towpath a little bit, because certainly it's obviously lovely at the moment, but in winter it becomes terribly mucky around there. So maybe put something in that will firm up the surface a little bit.
Roderick, how much work actually needs to be undertaken in that regard? And more importantly, who would carry out the work and who would pay for it?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of work would need to be carried out. You probably know the section in Ashtown, and they've done a lot of work there and put in a good hard surface. There is some money available for cycling infrastructure at the moment. From the Department of Transport, they have been funding projects within the city centre, and I think there's an amount of money for link projects linking in from some of the other local authorities. But when you are putting in a high quality cycle path, it does cost money. And the other issue is, I suppose, the control issue, because the towpath is still owned by Waterways Ireland. It's not owned by the actual councils themselves. So I'm not sure if that's something in the long term we need to look at. Is it correct that Waterways still has control over the towpath, or should it be the local authorities, or maybe even the National Transport Authority itself?
Well, if it is Waterways, would then they be liable for the cost of the refurbishment, so to speak, of the towpath?
Well, I think probably the money would come from central government through the councils, and they would pay for it in conjunction in an agreement with Waterways. I don't think Waterways Ireland would have the sort of finances that would be necessary to do that at the moment.
Yeah. How likely, Roderick, is it for the work to be carried out sooner rather than later? Because let's face it, it took a long time before they could get the canal, the waterway itself, into a state where people could use it for boating. You know, it's a long time, many years. So realistically, how long do we think we'll see any sort of development in this regard, given the fact that the government are banging on a lot of time about attracting more tourism to the country? And this would be an ideal opportunity to do something like that, you know?
Well, I can't give you a time limit, to be honest, because obviously I'm not in a position where those decisions have been taken. But I will say that money has been going into cycle projects, but both in the city and outside. There's been quite a few cycle paths laid in the Talca Valley park that's been developed in between Finglas and Ashtown. Quite a big development there. Not really going anywhere, I would say, and that's one of the other problems that we are seeing. Each local authority is kind of doing its own thing as regards cycle lanes, and they're not really joining them up.
Well, I was just about to say that doesn't really need an overall strategy for the whole of the canal, not just a couple of sections of it, because, you know, you'd agree with me on that, I know.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. One of the points that myself and the Green Party have been making is that Dublin City Council have a dedicated cycle officer, so one of the employees of Dublin City Council are looking just at the issue of cycling, whereas the three local authorities, Fingal, South Dublin and Dunleary Rathdown. They don't. So I think what we need is an overarching strategy for looking at cycling all across the whole Dublin local authorities, and that would obviously tie in to a certain extent with the use of the canal. Obviously, they're two separate issues, but I think whatever happens along the canal, cycling will probably be a significant part of it.
Yeah, well, that's terrific to hear that, because it means a lot more people will probably get out there and use the facility that's available if it is. If it does happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I live just in Blanche Village, so I'm just 5 minutes away from the canal, and I've cycled in once or twice all the way into just around the Mater when I was visiting relative in hospital there. And like, it's certainly doable, but the surface is very different on different sections. So as I say, you need a very well padded saddle for certain sections, because it gets very bumpy. The other issue is then there's a lot of barriers across the road to stop people bringing the motorbikes and the scramblers on to it as well, and that's obviously a big convenience when you're trying to get up a little speed and then you have to stop, get off your bike and either lift it or push it under a barrier.
Yeah. Okay, listen, anyway, Roderick, I'm really interested in this whole idea of improving the canal for as an amenity. So I'll certainly get back to you and see how things are progressing in this regard, and hopefully it'll be all positive, because it's another great amenity that we should all have.
Yes, it's a huge amenity for the city, and the deadline for the submissions was on Friday, so we put in our submission on Friday, so hopefully it'll be the outcome, the report that Fingal does will be made public, maybe put out for public consultation as well, and sure, maybe at that stage we can have a chat again about the issue.
That would be just brilliant. Okay, Roderick, yeah, we'll organise that. Yeah, great stuff.
That's great, Pat. Thanks
a million for taking the call. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.